Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome again to the Good Night Dad podcast. This is episode 5. I'm General Eccles, joined again by Brandon Schumann. Brandon, where are we going today?
Well, today we're going to talk about what a dad's role is on home days. And so I thought I'd bring in a veteran dad to talk to. And this is Lee Dunn. Lee is a good friend of mine from way back at TBARM. And he's a dad at MCA. He's got 4 kids that have gone through the grammar school. Believe it or not, he's survived, or Ashley has survived, having 4 kids at the grammar school simultaneously. And so, Lee, welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So, Lee, what is it like to have 4 kids at MCAG all at once?
Okay, well, let me say, I haven't had 4 kids go all the way through yet. I just have one that's gone all the way through. So I have a 7th grader, a 5th grader, a 3rd grader, and a 2nd grader.
Wow.
There was a point where last year we had all 4 kids at the grammar schools. It's been super exciting. It's been a lot of fun. The good news there is that I didn't have sextuplets that all showed up at the same time. So it's slowly, you get the first kid and they kind of wean you in and you get the second kid. And it's been great for the family.
Does the math work out? Is having 4 kids at grammar twice as hard as having 2?
As the kids get older, they start becoming more independent. So the 6th grader was self-sufficient. The math works where the younger kids don't have to spend that much time. It's an hour, you know, 2 a day. And the older kids, as they get really old, start being pretty self-sufficient. So the actual day-to-day time, the math actually works pretty well. This is easy for me to say, as I'm not there. From the feedback and the things I've watched, it works out pretty well.
That really gets to the heart of what I'd like to talk to you today about. Because as a dad, you obviously leave to go to work outside the home. You're gone while most of the homeschooling actually happens. And yet, as a dad, we want our parents and we want our dads to be involved. So how did you contribute when you were gone 9 to 5 when most of the action was actually taking place?
At the beginning, it's really important to cast a vision. What do you want out of this? Why did you choose to do MCA grammar where your kids are, you know, at home half the time, where you're the one driving the teaching? From us, we looked at it and we said, okay, I want my kids to become disciples of Jesus, learn how to think, and as they get older, I want them to become functioning adults. Everything gears from that standpoint. You know, how does that look for a kindergartner? Well, I want the kindergartner, when they go to school, I want them to be respectful. I want them to engage with their classmates and be kind. And I want them to obey the teachers.
And that was your goal for kindergarten.
Right, for kindergarten, right? You know, maybe learn how to read. You know, I was unclear exactly how that whole process was supposed to work. And the first kid, as per typical, the first kid came home and knew how to read. You know, it's like she came home and she was like, look, I can read. And it was like, oh, this parenting stuff is easy. And, you know, the second kid, it took half the year, the entire year. And, oh, she's not very smart. And really, she's just normal. The first one was exceptional. So you have to work through those things. I told all the kids when they first went, look, we picked this school because we know the teachers and we know the outlook and we know what goes into putting these teachers together. So if you come home with a complaint against your teacher, I'm not going to be on your side. I'm going to be on their side. So don't come tell me I was wronged by a teacher. I'm blaming you. It's your fault. You better be respectful. From that standpoint, trying to teach them, hey, this is an environment where you can achieve. You need to learn how to be a respectful child. It was the same thing at home. When I would tell my wife, one of the biggest functions I served was I would periodically get a phone call that would say something like this. So-and-so won't do this, and I've told them 3 times, and they're dawdling, and they need to be talked to. And so I would drive home and sit down with them and say, this is not the way this is supposed to go. We're going to make this not happen again. One of the functions is disciplinarian. Another thing you serve is a sounding board. My oldest child, whenever she got to 2nd or 3rd grade and things started becoming a little more intense, I would come home early on, and my wife would say it would take us 9 hours to get through the home day. And I know my oldest child really well, spent a lot of time with her. There's absolutely no reason she needed to spend 9 hours. She needed to spend 3. She's just really lazy. Or she was. She's not near as bad anymore. She's great. She's in the seventh grade. You guys have completely perfected her. When she was in second grade, she just didn't care. Complete no motivation. And so we sat down and I talked to my wife, which is hard, right? We don't do talking, guys. You know, I just want to go sit and watch TV. I don't want to sit down and talk. And so we had to engage. And how are we going to do this? What are some things? And we brainstormed and we came up with an idea where there was specific punishments if her activity didn't take the prescribed amount of time. And there was specific rewards if she got it done in a certain amount of time. And it was a cumulative thing that she kept track of. And that fits into my wife. My wife's an ordered list type person. And so it fit really well. And that fixed that particular problem. But that didn't mean that 10 minutes later there wasn't another problem. The education process is my responsibility. Me, the dad. It's my job. And so if things don't go well, it's my job to help fix it. And it's my job to cast the vision. That was always the way I viewed it. It's not that I taught. I actually tried to do the read-alongs, and I actually really enjoyed that. My wife said, I need to do this because I need to be able to answer the questions because you're not here. You know, you do the read-along, and then you don't do the questions because you're not ordered enough, and you leave, and then I have to go read the thing. I know a lot of people do the read-alongs, and that was just the way ours worked. And so it wasn't necessarily that I needed to do the work with the kids. Ashley didn't need me to do that. She needed me to be there to help, to fill in problems. And to some extent, I think as adults, that's sort of what we morph into, right? Like, nobody needs help with the fun stuff. They just need help with the problems. And so we bounce from problem to problem. To some extent, I think it's kind of what Jesus called us to do, right?
Yes.
Hey, you're here to fix problems. Yeah, sorry. There'll be a party in heaven.
I think there'll be a lot of dads that really appreciate that perspective, and especially as newer dads at the school, grammar school in particular, trying to step into that role and establish that. That one thing I realized, and it was after the fact, all our kids are through grammar school at this point, but it wasn't until after the fact, but looking back and giving it some thought, it is rigorous. It is demanding. There are 9-hour days. I think the sooner people understand that that's a possibility, the more realistic the expectations are, and that's a powerful thing in itself. Looking back at Leah, my wife, the only time she was ever truly overwhelmed is whenever she was trying to take on my responsibilities in addition to being a wife and a mother and doing the teaching part. And I think that's what you're speaking to. Mm-hmm. That as husbands and fathers, we've got a powerful way that whenever we engage and do just what we're responsible for, there's a grace there that the wife is free from that responsibility.
You know, there's been times where there was a kid that didn't get something as they got older. You get enough grade feedback where that's also something that I've had to help with. And I'm pretty derelict at that. If I open the grade book, I'm going to have to look at it. And then there's going to be a problem, which means I'm going to have to spend all this time going and fix, you know. We would get in problems where it's like, well, how come you didn't catch this? And it's like, well, it's because it's my problem. It's not your problem. It's my problem. And that kind of stuff is some of the most fun stuff. Some of the stuff you look back on when you get to your fifth grader and your fifth grader had a problem with some math concept and you spend 5.5 hours on a Sunday afternoon going over this math concept with my fifth grade daughter oscillating between sobbing and excited because she got the math concept. And it's like, this is life, right? Yeah. We're going to get in here and we're going to figure this thing out. It's impossible. It's not impossible. It's just A plus B equals C. We're going to push through this. And, you know, my wife's off doing something else. And so stepping into that stuff when there is a problem, my kids, they don't want me doing the actual day-to-day teaching. I'm not really that good at it. I get frustrated really easy. How come you can't get that? My wife's super patient, and that's great. When there's an actual problem and I can step in and go, okay, here's something that we can address. My wife's really thankful. Oh, great. You're with me on this. The kids are like, oh, okay. I need to get this stuff faster so dad doesn't have to step in. Or, man, I'm really excited. Dad actually is engaged in this. I like your thing about when your wife got really wiped out, it was your fault because she was doing your job too. That probably is something I'm going to have to think about.
Yeah. As a,
I didn't mean it to come across as heavy.
Well, as a first-time dad at the grammar school, I'm sitting over here just taking all sorts of notes like, man, this is good. These are the things I ought to be doing. But some of the things I'm hearing you say, Lee, are setting goals for each grade, setting goals for what your vision is for your children during the season that they're in, whether it's kindergarten or fifth grade, And then another thing that AJ and Megan Perea did is Megan's the teacher, AJ's the principal. And so they sat down with their school of kids and they told them that. They said, okay, mom is going to teach you, dad's the principal. You don't want to get called into the principal's office. And sometimes as dads, when we get these phone calls, we need to come in and support mom in that, so that way she can do what she needs to do, as opposed to her having to take on both roles, which can be very overwhelming.
In our house, I function as the heavy. I always have. So depending on what your house is like, I know there's a lot of houses where the mom is the heavy. In this situation, me being the heavy for the schoolwork makes a lot of sense, because I'm the heavy for everything else too. And if the mom's the heavy, it's still to have dad be the principal. Because the principal doesn't always have to be the heavy, right? But to have the dad be the principal and be the guy that when the phone rings, hey, so-and-so isn't doing what they're supposed to do.
And the principal concept, a regular school, the principal gives the awards, they give recognition.
Right, yeah.
I like that concept.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
Well, Lee, tell us, if you're just talking specifically to the MCA grammar school dads out there, especially the new ones, what keeps you and Ashley on the same page? I mean, practically, what does that look like in your house? Does that just come natural and intuitive? Is it an intentional every day after work, this amount of time? What does that look like in the Dunn house?
It's going to be difficult to be on the same page for the MCA grammar home days if you're not, to some extent, on the same page with your marriage. If I'm mad at my wife and we're not speaking, we're not going to be able to communicate very well for the home days. I mean, that's the first priority, right? The first priority is the relationship with my wife. I told the kids real early on, I love you. I'm really glad you're here. The family was me and your mom, and we were really happy. And we're now really happy you're here, but you're just a part of this. You're not the sole focus. So the main focus is my wife and I. So you get that relationship first. And then the next relationship is just, we are on the same page with where we want these kids to go. And it can't be the same for every kid. I have a kid that there's absolutely no reason she should ever make below a 95. I know her. I know her intellect. If she makes below a 95, she's a slacker. And I have a kid that is going to have a hard time making 85 sometimes. And that's okay. Like, that's the way she is. That's her starting point, and then the 95 is the other sister's starting point. To be together on, okay, where are we going? What are these kids? What are their struggles? What direction are they trying to go? What direction are we trying to go? And just having that conversation on a daily basis, sometimes on an hourly basis, sometimes on a biweekly basis, right? It just kind of depends what the season is. September is usually pretty easy. We don't have a lot of problems in September. October, by the end of October, you get like 5 book reports that all show up at the same time, and it's pretty chaotic, and you got to walk in, and it's just a cycle, right? It's the cycle. It's, you know, it's easy, and then it's really hard, and then there's some bad weeks, and then there's a week where we have 4 book reports and 3 soccer games and 7 practices and Awanas and a church project, and my wife is going on the fall retreat, and those weeks are not fun. But they don't last. The school year, you know, the first semester is 3 months. It's not that big a deal. So to just say, hey, this is really bad this week, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah, let's survive it.
We'll get through it. It's not fun for me either. And coming home and saying, man, what a hard day at work. It was so hard to sit around and talk to adults all day. I'm going to watch some TV. You just handle these kids. That doesn't help. Ashley doesn't care how my day went. You want to know what went on this house today? Realizing that I am the one that gets to go have adult conversation all day. She's the one that's at home with these kids where she's trying to teach them how to add and subtract. This is much more difficult than what I do for a living. And all of us are that way. It's much more difficult. And so realizing, oh, okay, I'm actually going to the person that's actually pulling the weight, you know, a big chunk of the weight for the kingdom and our relationship. And I need to step in and help. That's really easy to say, sitting in this nice quiet room on a Friday morning, and is really hard to do October 18th on a Thursday morning when there was 5 things that didn't get finished. So it's like everything else in the Christian walk, right? Like, it's a day-to-day walk to say, okay, today I'm going to love this person and help them, and we are going to make one more step down this process of raising children.
When we come home, it's like we're stepping into the playoffs. The rest of the day is kind of practice. Then you come home and it's like, all right, now the real.
But that's not what it feels like, right? Because you're getting paid. There's some adult somewhere that's giving you a check of make-believe green paper that is like, this is the important thing. When the reality is, and you're not getting paid at home, right? Like my wife didn't pay. It's like, well, thanks for finally showing up, you know? And it's because what she's doing is actually hard. And that's the thing that is really, you know, impactful. When I first started working, my dad would always get home at like 7 o'clock at night, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. And we would eat dinner at 7:15. When I first got a job, I was always kind of blown away that people got off at 5. You know, I was like, really? This is fantastic. And dad traveled a lot. Man, your dad's, you know, he was gone all the time. Was that bad? It's like, no, because he was there. Like when he was there, he was there.
That's awesome.
It's not the quantity. It's, hey, I'm here now. Let's dig in. The fact that I'm tired, what does that matter? It's like, I have a job.
That's good.
And this ties right back into the vision of what MC is about, of engaging minds, pursuing Christ, and discovering greatness. When you are home, dads, that is your time to engage your wife's mind, find out what is going on, engage your kids, find out how their day went, ask them questions. And by being present, even though it may only be for a couple hours a day, that's where your real impact is going to shine.
Mm-hmm.
So engage your family when you're there. Cast the vision for what you're trying to accomplish through this season, through this year, just through this next math problem. Another opportunity that you have is just to own a piece of the curriculum. It's going to look different, like Lee said, for different families, but for some of us, we may be really skilled at teaching math. And so teach your kids math if your wife struggles with that and you have an aptitude for that, or do the read aloud if that works for your family. It's not going to look identical for every single family that's there. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is to be there and to be involved and to be a good head coach as you're trying to navigate your team to victory.
Lee, thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate all that you offer and who you are at our school, just the dad that you are. Just want to encourage dads, stay intentional about getting better, because if you don't stay intentional and try to get better, we don't get better. So thanks for joining us. This is episode 5 in the books, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.